U.S. immigration law has many policy potholes, glaring gaps that need to be patched to protect innocent, deserving immigrants and their families. Citizenship rules for adopted immigrant children is one such problem. Brought here as youngsters, thousands end up as persons without a country to call home. I'll explain in just a moment. You're listening to the Immigration Mastermind. This is Carlos Spatara. Thanks for joining. As a recent article in USA Today explained, thousands of international adoptees came to the United States legally as children. They grew up believing they were American citizens, only to find out they had been unknowingly living a falsehood due to mistakes made by their adoptive parents, lawyers, agencies, and judges who oversaw their adoption process. Prior to 2000, international adoptees were not granted automatic citizenship, even though they were in the same legal position as U.S. children born in other countries. Adoptees were required to seek immigration benefits like adult immigrant sons and daughters, a much slower and complicated process. To fix this discrepancy, in 2000, the Child Citizenship Act was passed. It granted citizenship automatically upon arrival in the U.S. to transnational adoptees, similar to the process for biological children of U.S. citizens born abroad. However, the 2000 law left a huge gap. It only covered adoptees 18 years or younger. 20 years later, the problem remains unfixed. An estimated 15,000 to 18,000 adults who were adopted as children by U.S. citizens still do not have U.S. citizenship. Over the course of their adult lives, many have obtained driver's license and Social Security cards. They have been gainfully employed, married, and raised families. But suddenly, one day, they learn they are not entitled to legally live in the United States. Because they are now older, they no longer have lawful status to remain in the country, and they are vulnerable to being deported to a nation that does not recognize them as one of their own. Many do not speak their native language, having left the country at an early age. Many have no known family members or relatives in their country of origin. Most struggle to adapt to a culture foreign to them and are traumatized by the separation from their United States family. The solution, of course, is federal legislation. Over the past two decades, Congress has not seen fit to address the needs of these adoptees. Yet, for adoption advocates, hope springs eternal. The most recent effort, the Adoptee Citizenship Act of 2019, would amend the Child Citizenship Act of 2000 and correct this policy pothole. It's long overdue. Perhaps under the Biden administration, justice will be served and foreign-born adoptees will finally be granted a path to the U.S. citizenship status that they always thought was theirs. Thanks for listening, and remember to keep your chin up, no matter how hard the road ahead seems, because together we can make the world a better place, one immigrant at a time.